Speak the Word Ministry wants to see God's Word reshape your reality. Join Pastor Joanne Ramsey on her television program, Make the Word Alive, now airing on the Christian Television Network. Embark on a journey of personal growth and spiritual renewal as Pastor Joe talks with special guests and delivers special messages that will help you better understand God's Word. Don't miss the Make the Word Alive TV program with Pastor Joanne Ramsey, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m. Eastern Time on CTN, the Christian Television Network.
The following program is brought to you by Speak the Word Ministries.
Remember that God has not changed. He is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore, according to Hebrews 13:8. So He hasn't changed.
Speak the Word.
Welcome to Speak the Word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey. Speak the Word Ministries is called to train up God's children to be soldiers of Jesus Christ.
Speak the Word.
Speak the Word. God's Word. Speak God's Word.
We invite you to visit us online at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe wrapping up her message titled, Heaven is Counting on You.
Speak the Word.
The day of playing church is over, brothers and sisters. We have to get serious about our walk with the Lord. We need to work on filling up God's house again. We need to come together. We need to work together and putting all our petty differences aside. Are you hearing me? All those offenses, all of those whatever is keeping you apart, you need to put them aside. For these differences will not mount to a hill of beans when Jesus returns, and I can assure you of that, they will not make a difference. Whatever petty difference it is, it'll not make a difference when Jesus comes back. In Luke 7:31, in the Berean Bible, it says, to what then can I compare the men of this generation? What are they like? This was Jesus talking. In verse 32, he said, they're like children sitting in the marketplace and calling out to one another. They said, we played the flute for you, which is wedding songs, and you did not dance. We sang a dirge, which is a funeral song, and you did not weep. Saints, this is an allegory of children in a public square arguing while playing make-believe funerals and weddings. It says, we played the wedding songs and you didn't dance. And they said, we played funeral marches and you didn't weep. In verse 33, it says, for John the Baptist came neither eating bread nor drinking wine, and you say, he's a demon. Verse 34 says, the Son of Man came eating and drinking, and you say, look at him. He eats too much and drinks too much wine, and he's a friend of tax collectors and other sinners. That's coming from the Easy Read translation. According to Scripture, John lived out in the wilderness, and he dressed funny. We all know, you know, he had this the kind of fur, the skin that he had on was not these kind that you pay thousands of dollars for. These were the kind that you made out in the woods. So it says that he dressed funny. He ate a lot of strange foods. And he preached a hard message of repentance. He said things to the religious folks of the day like, you brutal vipers, you snakes. He warned them to flee from the wrath that is coming. And you'll find that in Mark 12:34 if you want to find it. And he said, the axe is already laid at the root of the tree. Those that don't bear good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire. And you can find that in Matthew 3:10. In other words, he was preaching a hard message that no one really wanted to hear. When people start preaching hard messages today, nobody wants to hear that either. They want to hear these tickle your ear messages, but I'm telling you, they're not going to help you. You know, you don't have to preach hell and brimstone all the time, but you must preach the truth. The truth of God's Word. Let it fall where it may. And just let it fall. Brothers and sisters, nothing has changed today in the time that we're living. I think this verse in Luke 7:31, where Jesus was talking about what he can compare the men of this generation, could easily be describing now how we are today. You know what? Some folks didn't like John the Baptist. and they didn't like his message. And then Jesus came along and he hung out with sinners, tax collectors, prostitutes, and many other undesirables. But he preached a message of love and forgiveness. He healed the sick. He raised the dead, made the blind eyes open, the lame to walk, and loved everyone. And you know what? A lot of people didn't like Jesus and his message either. They didn't like either one of them. I'm sad to say that we are no different today. We act like spoiled little children who are never happy. It's not good enough that we get a drink. We want a bag of chips to go with it too. We're never happy with anything, it seems. Church folks are uncertain of what they want. As a matter of fact, sometimes it seems that church folk, talk about believers, are the most contented people in the world. No wonder we're having difficulty in ministering to the lost. You know, we don't set a very good example for them. You know, most Christians, they live in by the law instead of by the new covenant and grace, and they're walking around under the law with a sourpuss face on all the time, and all their sermons is about you can't. You can't cut your hair, can't wear makeup. Well, my house needs a little makeup, needs a little paint, you know. And actually, my body is just my house. It's not who I am. Right. According to the Bible, I'm a spirit. I have a soul, and I live in a body. This body is just my house, you know. So some houses need a little paint. As the years go by, I need a little more paint. But, you know, they'll make comments like, oh, gosh, that preacher preaches too long. That preacher doesn't preach long enough. This preacher doesn't stay long enough when he comes to visit. Others will say, well, you know, the preacher came by at my house today and I thought he was never going to leave. Some other complaints are, I don't like a contemporary service. I don't like a traditional service. The choir doesn't sing long enough. The choir sings too long. I tell you what, it's too hot. It's too cold. Saints, the list goes on and on. We are a discontented and uncertain people. We need to be humbling ourselves before the Lord and asking for His forgiveness. And the sad truth is, nothing has changed much over the past 2,000 years. What is wrong with us? My question, what is wrong with us? We're stressed out and we're tired over all kinds of things going on in our lives, and we worry about things that don't amount to a hill of beans anyway.
That's right.
The problem in our churches have too many Marthas and not enough Marys. Do you remember what Jesus said in Luke 10:41? Martha, Martha, you're worried and bothered about so many things, but only one thing's necessary. Hallelujah. Saints, we're so stressed and worried and uncertain. And the truth is, we don't have to be.
Yeah.
That's right.
This is God's year to act. I want you to remember that. This is God's year to act. You don't have to be stressed out, and you don't have to be worried. You just need to seek Him for those plans and goals and visions. Amen. That you have. And you're going to find out they've made a difference. I'd like to read this quote from Smith Wigglesworth, for this is what I feel the Lord spoke into my spirit actually several years ago. As a matter of fact, I have it listed and dated in my book in 2005. As most people that know me know that I write, I study a lot, and I date everything. But I know he spoke it into me the first time, even before that. His quote, he said, is, our Lord Jesus Christ is everything for everybody. He has forgiveness of sins, healing of diseases, and fullness of the Spirit. All come from the same source, brothers and sisters, from the Lord Jesus Christ, Yahweh. Hear Him, He said, who is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore, in Hebrews 13:8. As He announces His purpose for which He came,
Speak the word to your body. Speak the word to your mind. Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand.
You've been listening to author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey on today's edition of Speak the Word. Speak the Word is a listener-supported ministry. Generous contributions from listeners like you enable us to continue bringing you this program each day. Learn how you can connect and support Speak the Word Ministries on the web at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. Pastor Joe will be right back in just a moment. But first, we're excited to tell you about Pastor Joe's new book titled, I Believe God, It Will Be Just As He Said. Friends, there's nothing more important than what you believe in your heart about God. No matter what circumstances may look like for you today, you can boldly declare like the Apostle Paul did, I believe God, it will be just as he said. Remember that God wants us to believe and speak his word, and the answer is in the word of God. Receive encouragement with Pastor Joanne Ramsey's new book, I Believe God. Just ask for a copy of I Believe God, It Will Be Just As He Said by Pastor Joanne Ramsey when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. That's 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly, Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speakthewordministry.net. Again, that's Pastor Joe at speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with a closing prayer.
Father, I thank you that you have created us to be warriors and to stand our ground against our enemy, Satan. We acknowledge that the situation that we're facing in the world today is going to require a lot of faith and a lot of courage. But your word tells us not to be afraid, for you will fight our battles for us. Thank you, Lord. And even though we're facing some big giants, I thank you, Father God, that the one we serve is bigger and more powerful than any giant. And Father, I pray that your house will be filled again to overflowing, that we will come together, work together, and put our petty differences aside for the sake of the kingdom. Help us, O Lord, to be better witnesses to those around us, to go into all the world and to preach the gospel, the good news of salvation from the bondage and penalty of sin to everyone. In the name of Jesus, we give you all the praise and all the glory. Amen and amen.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we hope you've been blessed by our message today. Once again, thanks for listening. Join us next time on Speak the Word.
Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand. Against the word of God. Against the word of God.
Speak the Word Ministry wants to see God's Word reshape your reality. Join Pastor Joanne Ramsey on her television program, Make the Word Alive, now airing on the Christian Television Network. Embark on a journey of personal growth and spiritual renewal as Pastor Joe talks with special guests and delivers special messages that will help you better understand God's Word. Don't miss the Make the Word Alive TV program with Pastor Joanne Ramsey, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m. Eastern Time on CTN, the Christian Television Network.